The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play and indie gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
Hey, I'm Mark.
And welcome to episode number 111. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game or a indie game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Oh, this week we played Century, Age of Ashes. It is developed by Playwing, right? Playwing? I think I got that right. Playwing! It's also published by Playwing. They developed other games you may know, such as Instant War. It is an aerial combat game. It was released on March 10th, 2022. For the PC and the Xbox Series X or S.
And just that.
Yep.
It's just, not on PlayStation?
No, not.
Interesting. Is this a Sony or a Microsoft-owned property or a studio?
No.
Weird. Okay.
It is weird. I would have much rather played this on the PlayStation, but...
Sure.
But it's whatever.
Not sure why, but okay.
You know, I make the sacrifices for the pod.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your sacrifices there, Mark.
Appreciate you. Appreciate me.
Gameplay.
All right, Jeff, you want to tell them about this gameplay? No.
You know what? Because I listened to an episode that came out a couple of weeks back with Elliot, and you guys had something to say about how much I go into gameplay. As if talking about a game on the gaming podcast is a bad idea.
Mm.
So, okay, fine. What this game is, aerial combat is right. It's sort of a dog fighting game, but instead of flying jets, you're flying dragons. And there's various modes, like a 3v3, I think maybe a 4 or 5v5 mode. I didn't get into that too much.
Mostly. 6v6.
So, there you go, 6v6.
And then a 4v4.
And so you fly around with one stick, and then you have the ability to boost and shoot what amounts to rockets. You can shoot flames out of the front of your dragon, or little, like, basically bullets from your dragon, but it's all fire-based. And then you dogfight with another team, and then whoever gets the most kills wins. It's a deathmatch mode. So there may be other modes outside of deathmatch.
There's capture the flag. There's... what's the other one? King of the Hill, maybe?
I don't know. Because I only ended up doing death matches. Now.
No, there's a gold collection and a death match, basically.
Okay. This game has a tutorial and a half on it. I hate long tutorials. And this game has long tutorials. How long did it take you guys to do it?
I didn't feel it was that long. It took me maybe 15, 20 minutes to go through it. But I mean, it's a matter of you doing what it's asking you to do the first time.
Jeff, what sitcom would that be?
The Norm MacDonald Show, the old one with Laurie Metcalf. It was really
Mama's
good.
Family?
It was called Norm. I think it was just called Norm. It's really good.
How about the Drew Carey Show?
It came on before or after Drew Carey. That used to be my night. It was like Wednesday nights. I'd watch Drew, and then I watch Norm.
Mm.
Norm was better.
God damn.
It was. Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald.
Rest in peace, your TV show takes.
Anyways. We're not here to attack Jeff's taste in TV. Come on, Mark.
I don't understand. You've never even seen the Norm show.
I have seen the Norm MacDonald show, okay? I've seen it. Norm MacDonald, he's okay. Man, he's just kind of... He's kind of...
You prefer Drew Carey. Okay. You're going to tell me Drew Carey is funnier than Norm MacDonald. Get out of my face. Now, anybody else play this game? Just me? Okay.
I think I probably played it more than you.
Almost certainly. I didn't dive too deep into it because I just, the mechanics felt, one of the things is like, it's, you're not really aiming. You're just kind of locking on, so to speak. And then as long as you're, get that lock on and you hit the button, you're hitting your target. I didn't find the gameplay to be too engaging. Like, I didn't get that good feedback when you're hitting something. That I normally like to have in games like this.
But what do you think of the controls overall?
I will say that moving the dragon around felt pretty good. I think a lot of it has to do with the animation on the dragon. Looks excellent. And the graphics are really great. All the levels are highly detailed, if a little gray. But I think the movement of the dragon when you're moving around looks great. And the controls are fine. I find it's really hard to keep enemies in your sight a lot. But I found that to be true in all sorts of dogfighting games. To be honest, it's not a genre that I'm particularly into. But I didn't think... I think that the controls are good enough.
What about you, Scott?
I didn't like that there was, so on the right thumbstick, you had like kind of a look, but it would always snap back to center if you let go of that stick. And so all of your movement is on your left stick where you're up, you're down, you're left, you're right. And if you had it inverted, obviously you push up to go down, down to go up. But like, I felt like it should have had like the ability to turn with the right joystick instead. And it really threw me off, like, in the beginning of playing it, that I couldn't turn with that, you know, because I'm used to, like, you know, first-person shooters like Halo and whatnot, where your right thumbstick is where you look around with. But you don't get that in this.
Did I miss it, but is there an air brake?
There is an air brake. So your left trigger is your air brake. And it will completely stop you. And that's actually how you make your like fast turns, especially when you're doing the multiplayer and you have to move and brake quickly to get, you know, like let them fly past you. That way you can get behind them. And so such, you know, kind of a la Top Gun where you hit the air brake so that they fly by you and then you can get behind them.
So I played like 5 matches of this game. And I pulled that left trigger many times. I didn't feel, and maybe this goes with the control aspect of the game, but I didn't feel like it was a difference maker. And maybe that's why I didn't realize it was the actual air brake. And just
I feel like it more put my dragon in like a near hover mode. Like I would use it to hover and then look down and then kind of go where I need to go, like to kind of get my bearings.
Yeah.
But it's hard to drift with your dragon, I guess.
Well,
I mean, the air brake is the only way to do that, too.
I did like the level design of the map. I thought that there was enough attention to detail to, be significantly challenging in this aerial combat, but also allow you to have some semblance of fun. And I just didn't like that there was limited options for the maps. I think it was three maps
available? I think that's probably accurate. I think there was about 3 maps. There was also, there's 3 classes that you can play as. You've got your damage class, a healer class, and then a stealth class. And each dragon had different abilities and two different move sets that you could pick from.
Did y'all notice any one particular class was better than the others?
I felt that the damage class, the red guy, was like probably the most devastating, I would say. And then just like I didn't really understand how to use the healer class, because it's in the description it says that you have to lock on your partners to be able to heal them. And I played it a couple times and I was just like, I don't get this mechanic. And almost it felt like, I don't know. So the combat is so fast in this that I didn't feel like I got to a point where I could like strategize with my teammates at all.
I don't see how you could, honestly. The game mode is what it is, but like, I don't see how you could strategize. And I didn't play it where I'm talking to people, but
neither did I.
The matches aren't long enough to strategize. And
yeah, it felt like they were pretty brief.
And so like, I was just, you know, I was in a game with, I would say probably some experienced players in this game. And like, they just automatically knew what to do and they weren't interested in talking. I mean, I had the mic open, but nobody was talking. And so they just did their thing and, racked up kills. And I think I did one, capture the flag type, game mode.
The gold collection where you have to defeat gold carrying dragons in the sky while your opponents are doing the same. And if you kill your opponents, you get more gold or whatever gold they're carrying. And the object is to take the gold back to your base so that it can be locked into your coffers.
Yeah, but like the people that were in the game with me, man, they knew what the heck they were doing. And I was just like, okay, I'm just flying around. And these dudes are, you know, diving in, taking out other dragons, collecting gold, and then getting out. And I'm just, you know, kind of flapping wings, flying around the map. So I thought that was interesting as far as the game matchmaking went, is that I seem to be matched with pretty experienced players and not same level as me.
Oh yeah, I had a match like that earlier today where the enemy team was like I think they ended up beating us like 48-8. Something absolutely ridiculous. They were just like getting kills left and right. And for the better part of the game, it was like they were ahead and we had two kills.
Yeah, and I also noticed that the stealth class dragon was a favorite of many people that I played with.
That's because it looks cool.
Well, that, and I think it has the best ability. I mean, you just kind of disappear. And
yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I felt like I was still getting killed whenever I disappeared, but I thought it was the coolest looking dragon, to be honest, and that's why I went with it most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, the poison fog dragon, whatever that one is.
That's the healer class.
Steve. Oh.
The fart dragon.
But I mean, like I said, there was certain advantages that one had. I mean, you just go around the map farting and, you know, leaving gas on the map. But I got kind of bored with this rather quickly. And I think that goes into the limited maps and the limited classes. You have three classes of dragons and you only have, you know, two or three maps. And so either you're really good with one particular dragon, or you're just kind of like flying around. And to me, that like limited my fun factor.
Your enjoyment of the game. I I guess I'll save it for replayability, but I kind of felt the same way. Like, there wasn't much to what this was, and the gameplay wasn't enough to keep me wanting to come back.
So we're under the paywall, right? That.
Yeah.
Paywall.
Paywall.
See, I sounded like your wife, Joe. Paywall.
Yeah.
Pay.
That's some random lady on the street. That's not Jeff's wife. What are you talking about?
We don't know who that is.
Lady of the night.
Okay.
He says it was a lady off the streets.
Yes, because she's a vampire.
A lot of people can be on the streets.
But if you're a lady and you're on the streets, you're also a lady of the night.
Well, everything in this is cosmetic.
No one said what time of day it was.
Oh, I'm alluding to it. It's at nighttime. Around an 8 o'clock hour.
But anyway, so everything in this is cosmetic. There's dragons that you can unlock. There's basically, like, I don't think there's an advantage to anything that you get through this. I mean, there are, like, epic dragons, but I don't think they do anything different. The mechanics all stay the same, and it's just the way they look. You can unlock different cloaks for your character, different looking armors, different weapons, different shields, saddles for your dragons, the way their heads look, the way their tails look, the way their wings look. It's all just cosmetic stuff.
You can
stuff.
Pimp your dragon.
Yeah, you can pimp your dragon.
Exhibit comes in, he installs a flat screen on your dragon, and then you're good with some spinners.
Yes, and some speakers.
That would be good.
But yeah, all you do is pimp your dragon.
Dragon of the night.
There is a, like, I don't think it's a battle pass. It's more like a leveling pass.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And the top level is like level 100, but you, as you go through that, you get like eggs that you can hatch. That's one thing we didn't mention. So did you guys, what level did you end up getting to, by the way?
Oh, whatever 12. The four, I don't know. I didn't honestly look. I'm going to assume it was crazy low.
It was probably crazy low because it actually takes a while to level up. I played quite a few games and I'm just barely under level 5. Like I'm at level 4 with almost a little bit to go to level 5. And actually, so I played tonight before we started recording and I was playing a match and there's like these keys that you can earn throughout the week. And at the end of the week, you can unlock a chest. And the more keys you have gotten, the better the chest is going to be. I played a match where, so each day you get like a quest that you have to do to get a key. Today's quest for me was to do 50 damage with the mines, and the mines are on the stealth dragon. And so I played this match, I did the 50 damage, and then I had an error at the end of the match where it like booted me off the servers. I didn't get any of my experience points for the match. even though it had told me that I had done the quest, when I loaded back into the game, the quest was undone. And I'm like, what the hell? So, yeah, that pissed me off.
So why did it piss you off so much?
Because I was about to hit level 5, and at level 5 you unlock the 4v4, because that's like one of the other modes. So that's one thing that I didn't even say. Well, I guess we can hit that in replayability, but yeah, I was almost to level 5. It was frustrating to be able to get that quest done, and I finished it, and then it was not done when I reconnected to the servers. So it didn't save anything from that previous match.
So you were really looking forward to playing 4v4.
Not so much.
He lost
his progress,
Mark. I don't know why you're making a big deal about this, Mark.
I'm not making a big deal about anything.
Or trying to minimize that.
I'm not
it was
minimizing
annoying.
Anything.
What? Yeah, I was about to hit level 5, and it takes forever to level that thing. It's ridiculous.
I'm just letting him vent his frustrations.
And that's actually one of the things that you can purchase on the paywall.
See, look at he's getting all of his frustrations out, Jeff.
Okay, all right, fine.
But said that's one of the things that you can purchase on the paywall. So there's crystals and also silver pieces that you can get. And one of the things that you can purchase with those crystals is experience boosters, which will allow you to finish that level progression pass faster. Like, I think, so if you have Game Pass right now at the time of this recording, which we are recording on May 1st, there is thing through Game Pass for this game, and you get a dragon skin as well as experience boosters. And it bumps you up to like 24% extra experience whenever you're playing. That was another thing, too. I had that experience booster, and it didn't take it for that match.
How'd that make you feel?
Frustrated.
Mm. I can tell.
Mm. Does that remind you of anything in your youth?
Like when you and
you're
Jeff
talking to me or Mark?
Were children? Mere boys?
I think one day we're going to uncover that Mark's actually older than us. Like, his birth certificate's going to come out, and he's going to be in his 60s, and he's been harping on us the whole time about our age.
He's going to be like, yeah, I actually did see those movies and
how
those
do you
TV
do,
shows.
You fellow kids.
Listen to that
That's
music.
That's why he pretends to not like the 80s.
You know,
he's like, I don't know disco, and he actually is, like, in the disco.
I wear my hat backwards, and I carry around my skateboard.
Yeah. Okay.
What's up, fellow teenagers?
Yeah, I one strap my backpack. I got it down. Don't out me.
But yeah, I think that's everything in the paywall, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeff didn't really play this game. He's just agreeing with you.
Totally. I did. I played very, very little. I played the marathon of a tutorial. I ran a couple matches. I'm like, I think I got it.
Hey, so what's your favorite aerial combat game?
Star Fox on the DS.
Ooh. Okay. How about you, Scott?
Aerial combat game? I don't really play a lot of them, to be honest.
That's the thing, it's like not my genre, but
there was a Star Wars game back on the N64 that was pretty good.
You know what? Now that you mentioned Star Wars, no, I used to play X-Wing versus TIE Fighter on PC back in the day, and this was back in like the 90s. That was probably my favorite.
Yeah, I forget what it was. It was probably an Episode 1 centered title. I forget what the name of it was, but I remember playing on the N64. I remember thinking
Rogue Squadron, maybe something like that.
Yeah, it might have been Rogue something. But I was like, yeah, this is badass.
Yeah, probably. Rogue Squadron was a big novel series with Star Wars, and I think it was around the time of the N64 that was big, too. So that would make sense, because there was a lot of crossover with the novels as well as the video games at the time.
Yeah, so Rogue Squadron was on the N64, so that's probably what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no, and X-Wing versus TIE Fighter was like the precursor to that game. But yeah, that would probably be my favorite aerial combat. I mean, does that even count as aerial combat because you're in space?
Are you in the air? Well, oh, that's a good point. There is no air in space.
Yeah. Welcome to Science Corner. Yes!
Maybe I don't have a favorite aerial combat because I've never played in the air.
Space combat game.
Wait, where is space? Is it in the stratosphere?
Although, wait. No, that, what did we discover? It was the Omnisphere. But I think Earth is in space, if I remember correctly.
The atmosphere is in space, so yes. Whatever you just said was correct.
Sure. Sure, Mark.
Replayability.
Replayability.
Yeah.
Paywall.
Yeah, that was the shortest. So, like I said, I didn't play much. It didn't grip me. But it is a multiplayer game, so if it does hook you, there's a lot to do because you just keep diving back in like any other multiplayer game. The issue for me is the mechanics don't feel like, oh, I'm learning the game as you dive back in. It was like back when I was big into Overwatch, you'd switch characters and you'd find something new to do with. This doesn't have any kind of variety to me.
Yeah. Well, so there's the 3v3, the 6v6, 4v4, and then there is a ranked mode, but the ranked mode only opens up at a certain time of day and only on certain days, which was really weird to me. And maybe that's because the player base isn't that big on this. But so the 4v4, you can't even unlock and play until level 5. And the 3v3 is actually players against bots, whereas the 6v6 is free-for-all, you know, or not free-for-all, but team-based against real people. But that was it for gameplay modes.
So the replayability is, if you're into multiplayer game, multiplayer aerial combat games, you're going to continue to come back to this. It's polished, so if this is your...
It looks good.
Yeah, if this is your type of game, you're going to continue to come back to it.
So,
now,
what would keep
this
me...
your type of game?
No, I'm not an aerial combat guy. I've played the Ace Combat games. They're cool. They're cool to play in, like, short spurts. But like in this one's unique. I'm gonna save it for the seal. I'm gonna do you a favor.
save it for the seal.
I appreciate that, Mark. So
he's saving it for the seal. Ooh, it's a brand new mark.
What really caught me on this was the queue times were pretty bad. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
I didn't run into that I noticed. I felt like it dumped, like my first couple of matches dumped me in pretty quick, where I wondered if it was just bots.
So, okay, were you playing the 3v3 or the 6v6?
3v3.
Mm. Okay, that is bots. You're playing against bots.
Oh, then there you go.
See, he thought he was good on the dragon, but
I thought I was
bots.
Good at the game. I thought it was too easy of a game.
No, that's bots. You are paired up with other people, but the enemy team is all bots.
Judgment.
All right, so at the end of each episode, we decide whether the game deserves our seal or not and requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Jeff, what do you say?
No, there's not enough here for me to come back to it. I'm going to be uninstalling it from my hard drive as soon as we're done recording. It does not get my seal. It's just vanilla ice cream to me.
Mark, how about yourself?
That was the best vanilla ice cream I've ever had. So it's weird because it's a unique game, but it's like, it's just a skin of every other aerial combat game you've ever played. No, and until it gets more of a more in depth, I wouldn't recommend this because, like, I found myself, I got bored pretty quickly with just the game modes and the type of dragons that you had. It looks good. The game looks fantastic. This developer, Playwing, they really used all of the things available. I don't know.
Yeah, things available.
Yeah. So no, it's not going to get my seal, but come back and talk to me in like 6 months.
He'll have not played it again.
I will have not played it again.
How about Scott? Yeah,
the game is definitely polished. It looks amazing. It feels pretty good to play. But I feel that the player base is too small. Like, I was getting some pretty long queue times. And the error that I got with it, like, completely erasing all of my progress. Well, not all of my progress, but the progress for that game. I want to give it my seal because it feels good and plays well, but no, it's not going to get my seal. So this one's not budget arcade approved.
Mm. What is it going to do to get the seal?
Did nobody else played this game and left a commentary. That might be part of the problem with the player base.
Yeah, well, I feel that this game isn't going to last very long because of the fact there's not really a player base here.
Yeah, and it doesn't do anything that... It's an aerial combat game. Sure, it looks like Dragons, but it doesn't do anything to be more than just an aerial combat game that's free to play.
You know who's more than Dragons? Imagine Dragons.
Imagine dragging these nuts.
Whoa.
Whoa, hey, this is PG content, man. You can't... Say some like that and get away with it. Sorry. Yep, write down the minute mark. Take this out.
This episode is going to be like 15 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, before
the next game we're going to be playing is Rogue Legacy 2.
Oh, baby. Did either of you play Rogue Legacy?
No.
Of course, I didn't even really point that direction at you. I know better. Scott?
No, I never did play Rogue Legacy.
I loved Rogue Legacy. And this is just a better version of it. I don't want to give too much away, but I've been playing it. And
it gets his seal. We don't even have to have next episode. We can just do episode right now.
No, we got to do that episode where that way you can be wrong again and I can yell at you. And then we can all, Scott and I will give it our seal. Right. And you'll... Yes. Moan that it doesn't deserve it and that it should have gone to Raid Shadow Legends. We already know.
I know.
But we still have to record it.
Okay. Well, Scott, where can
did
everybody...
Did he cut out for you too?
Yeah, he's gone. And I'm sorry to see him go.
Who?
Oh, there.
Up there he is.
There he is.
What? I'm here. What are you talking about?
You cut out. Your Discord cut you out.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Well, check this out, though, if you can hear this. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to facebook.com/budgetarcade. Also, Twitter and Instagram @budgetarcade. We're also on twitch.tv and TikTok @budgetarcadepodcast on those platforms.
If you want to help support the show, you can do so at our Patreon, patreon.com/budgetarcade. If you are supporting us, you will get exclusive access to our Patreon channel on our Discord server. You can join our Discord server via the link in our show notes or as well as any of our social medias. Our music is provided by Stimage, as well as the music on the next game, too, by the way.
Yes. We got contacts. We know Stimage. He's our friend. He probably is embarrassed by us.
Probably. He did the one of the boss battle songs, I believe, and then they used it in the trailer.
The music's very good.
Yep.
Hey, Ken, real quick.
Can confirm.
Real quick. Jeff. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock.
Ooh, Scott, rock, paper, scissors.
Dynamite.
Bullshit, man.
You can't cut. And he threw bullshit pins. Huh.
You were supposed to say paper and defeat rock. Dynamite doesn't.
Dynamite. No, dynamite does defeat rock. What are you talking about?
No, it doesn't, bro. Because rock is...
Like, besides, it's paper, scissor, rock.
It's what?
What? No, that was when you were wrong before. It's always been rock, paper, scissors. We'll be right back.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.